Meteorologist Mick Kerr got some morning showers along into the north of Highway 200. A few clouds associated with that further south, but otherwise the first wave moving through now northeast North Dakota into northwest Minnesota later this morning. We're talking mid-morning. Isolated showers, thunderstorms southeast North Dakota into west central Minnesota. But the main event this evening into the overnight. As through the day, wind will be on the increase. Southeast 15 to 25, gusting to 35, building heat and humidity. Low 80s up north only, but low 90s south of I-94. And then, this evening into the overnight, we'll have some isolated, strong, possibly severe thunderstorms. But once they leave the neighborhood, awesome weather through the 4th of July. Wow! Highs in the upper 70s and low to mid 80s, morning lows in the 50s, and be a couple of showers or thunderstorms Saturday night, Sunday night, especially though on Monday. Today, be weather aware, possibility of some severe stuff. Then the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day outlook, all the way out to July 12th, got above to much above normal for temperatures across the middle part of the U.S. Eastern South Dakota, southern Minnesota above normal precip, as the northeastern fourth of the U.S. above normal precip will be near normal for precip, to the west of us below normal precip as we move into mid-July.